Iraqi Christians are pleased with a U.S. planned troop surge. Pastors are receiving quality training without leaving their home nation. And a radio blitz will help change the lives of hundreds in Colombia, South America. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While President George W. Bush's decision to send more troops to Iraq is opposed by many Americans, it's being hailed by Iraqi Christians. They were in the U.S. meeting with E3 Partners Tom Doyle. Doyle says it means more safety for them. He says many Christians there support the war.
If this had not happened, the war, they wouldn't have 35 new churches in Baghdad. Now, there could be many more. That's just what they're working with. Tremendous things up in the Kurdish area. They're calling it a revival.
These Christians were shocked by how the war was being portrayed by U.S. media. While many Iraqis have left Iraq, that has opened doors for evangelism.
The believers in Jordan, as they have seen many of these Iraqis open to the gospel, have encouraged them to go back. So they have used that as a platform to train them and send them the gospel and discipleship and church planting.
Go to our website if you'd like to support their work. Next, Book of Hope International's 3D animated film of the life of Christ is seeing great success. It's called The God-Man, and Book of Hope leaders are thrilled with how it's being received around the world. Book of Hope's Chad Causey says 4 versions are already completed.
Those versions that are already done are already active in about 22 countries, and in 2006, we have shown the God-Man so far reported to 984,000 students. We anticipate once the reports come in from all the different fields that we'll be well over 1 million.
According to Causey, more than 9 million students could see the film in 2007. Book of Hope is now making the film available for ministry overseas.
If you have a friend or a family member, if your church supports a missionary who's out there, we're ready to give them access to it. We're ready to give them access both to the God-Man itself, but also to accompanying scripture portions that they can distribute in conjunction with it.
The God-Man is currently available in 17 different languages. You're listening to Mission Network News. We're working on borrowed time. Global Advance's David Shibley says as he explains why they're doubling the pastoral training meetings in 2007. Although there are limits to what can be done through the 3-day Frontline Shepherds Conference,
what we have seen is that these conferences become a catalyst for vision, for planting of new churches, for the fulfilling of the Great Commission, and especially for evangelizing and discipling the unreached peoples in surrounding areas.
What now? Shibley says their approach to discipling pastors is fivefold.
Through ongoing printed material, the Lifebook, 2tim2.org, which is our ongoing training through the Internet, our Global Advance Centers, which hold Global Advance Institutes, the Warren Shibley Library in India, and then literally hundreds of sets of our 100-hour bilingual training virtual institutes.
It's overwhelming, but when you see their joy, it's contagious.
That's Brooke Taylor summing up her experience with a Compassion International project in Colombia. Taylor's a morning show co-host from our radio affiliate WCSG in Grand Rapids, Michigan. She joined Compassion last week in South America to raise awareness for the kids and the ministry. It makes a difference.
These two girls, twins, I believe they were 11 years old. They had been in the Compassion Project, and they were praying that God would lead them to a way that they could sing and make a difference in the world.
Because they knew Christ's hope, they were eager to share it.
We went in there to pray for them and to hopefully bless them and just to let them know that Compassion was behind them and we love them and we support them. Every single adult in that room was ministered to by these children. None of that would have happened without Compassion.
As a result of the awareness blitz, WCSG listeners sponsored 725 children. Go to our website if you'd like to help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at Mission Network News. News.org. I'm Greg Yoder.